Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarane Trinadapi Sunichena Tadar Iva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Haryanama 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 Ivakivalam Kalo Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Blessings on all of you following in the footsteps of the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita. He actually takes the dust of the lotus feet of whoever reads Chaitanya Charitamrita. So I very much am impressed whenever I see humility in anyone. To me, humility is the greatest quality one can exhibit apart from mercy. When one is merciful, that is a great quality. And I also very much am attracted to anyone who displays humility. So we are studying the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and it is very auspicious because next Saturday is Sri Gaura Purnima. And as I mentioned last night, you would be wise to maximize this week and hear and read as much as you can about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As the author of this book says, if you apply your intelligence and study Lord Chaitanya, you will find it remarkably wonderful. So we're picking up in the Adi Lila, chapter number 7, Lord Chaitanya in 5 features. So what are the 5 features? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita, Gadadhar, Sri Vas, and then all the devotees. And by the way, your kartal playing is getting very good. Excellent. I could stop playing and you kept the beat. Therefore, 3 dings. The main thing about kartals is steady beat. So I don't know who it is, but whoever is helping you, they are a great teacher. Batukji, blessings. Very good. So just to bring us up to speed, and I'd like to welcome the devotees online. We have 7 devotees online. Welcome to this class. Let's pick up where we left off in this chapter. Lord Chaitanya has decided to take what? What did he decide? Take sannyas. And the reasoning was that in Navadvip, there were certain classes of people who were escaping his loving network of his Sankirtan movement. And these were the upper echelons of society. The poor people, the common people, they easily took to Lord Chaitanya's movement by the thousands. But the upper echelon, the educated, the brahmanas, the aristocratic, the big guns in society, as it was mentioned by Krishnadas Kaviraj, they are very expert in avoiding Lord Chaitanya's movement. Very funny. Very expert in avoiding. So Lord Chaitanya said, well, he was thinking, I have come to deliver, but all these classes, they're escaping. What I can do? So he decided, ha, I will take sannyas, Mayavad sannyas, because then, just because I am a Mayavadi sannyasi, by culture, by social customs, they'll pay obeisances to me. By them paying obeisances, their offenses will be cleared. Once your offenses are cleared, you can swiftly make spiritual progress. We should always remember what's preventing us from reaching higher and higher levels of auspiciousness is our offenses. For instance, in the final chapter of this book, which is the Shikshastakam Prayers, the final chapter, the way Prabhupada translates the second Shikshastakam verse is different from any other time throughout all of his books. Whenever Prabhupada quotes that Shikshastakam number 2, there's a few variations, but at the end of this book, he gives the full, highest understanding. Durdaivam Idrisami Hajani Nadaraga. Usually, he translates, I'm so unfortunate that I do not take to chanting, even though there's so many benefits. That's usually more or less how he will explain it. I'm unfortunate. But in this final chapter, he gives, what is that unfortunate? I'm so offensive. That's my unfortunate. I commit offenses. So that's significant. And that's why we chant this Panchatattva mantra. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda. To become free from offenses. Once you're free from offenses, you chant Hare Krishna, you'll be in ecstasy. That's why when we chant, sometimes we're not feeling anything. Sometimes it feels like drudgery or a chore. But the reason is offenses. Once the offenses are cleared, you chant Hare Krishna, Hari Bol, you'll just fly like a bird. You'll be so ecstatic. This is also explained by Krishnadas Kaviraj in the 8th and 9th chapters, which we are going to study one day, especially chapter 8 and the beginning of chapter 9. He'll go into this point of how, because we commit offenses, we don't taste Maha Mantra. Therefore, he says, just chant Panchatattva, or at least Gaur Nitai. Even that will free from offenses. Nitai Gaur, Hari Bol. All right. So Lord Chaitanya has decided to take sannyas. We left off on text number 54. And I just want to say to my audience here in the temple, thank you for supporting me. Thank you for encouraging me. And thank you for your blessings. Thank you so much for attending. No, I have to thank you. Because, yes, I could preach to the walls, but it's not as much fun as preaching to an audience. All right, text number 54. My dear Lord, okay, so what's happened? Lord Chaitanya is in what city? Who remembers? Benares. Which actually, Benares has three names, Kashi, Benares, and Varanasi. That's interesting, three different names. And who mostly resides in this Benares? Lord Shiva disciples or followers and Mayavadis. Okay? So, this Brahman, okay, and what happened in our previous class, Lord Chaitanya in Benares, there are two Vaishnavas, Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar. And who has just arrived? Sanatan. He just got out of jail by bribery. So I guess bribery is okay for Krishna's service. Yes, as long as it's in Krishna's service. So Sanatan has arrived. And Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar, in the city, all they're hearing is people blaspheming Lord Chaitanya, and they can't take it. It's too much. So they want Lord Chaitanya to do something. Now, it was explained, Krishna in the heart of this Brahmin, Maharashtrian Brahmin, said to Lord Chaitanya, so he's now approached Lord Chaitanya. Let's pick up text number 54. My dear Lord, I have invited all the sannyasis of Benares to my home. Wow. My God. My desires will be fulfilled if you also accept my invitation. Purport. The Brahmin knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the only Vaishnava sannyasi in Benares at that time, and all the others were Mayavadis. It is the duty of a grihastha to sometimes invite sannyasis to take food at his home. This Grihastha Brahmana wanted to invite all the sannyasis to his house, but he also knew that it would be very difficult to induce Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to accept such an invitation because the Mayavadi sannyasis would be present. Therefore, he fell down at his feet and fervently appealed to the Lord to be compassionate and grant his request. Thus, he humbly submitted his desire. So, the hidden instruction here, Vaishnavas do not mix intimately with Mayavadis. So, that is the hidden instruction. Devotees should associate with devotees. Because time is short, we don't have time to waste, and because we're human beings, we are social animals. Since we're social animals, we are easily influenced by our association. So we should never think, oh, I'm so powerful, I can't fall. No. You put yourself in certain situations, you'll fall down. If any of us spend time in the casinos of Las Vegas, within time, we'll also be gambling and doing other nonsense things. So we have to be very careful where we associate, who we associate. We shouldn't think, oh, it doesn't matter, I'm so strong. You put yourself in certain situations, very dangerous. Let's continue. Text number 55. By the way, in case you ever wonder, when I preach, I'm not just preaching to you. I'm also simultaneously preaching to me. So when I instruct, I'm instructing on different levels. That's my, please forgive me, expertise. I know how to say certain things in order to reach, because not all of us are on the same level. So when I lecture, I'm trying to appeal to all the different tiers, okay? And one of those is myself. I'm also preaching to my rascal mind. So my philosophy is, if the shoe fits, wear it. You may hear me say something. Don't get upset. If it's something that applies to you, good. If it doesn't apply to you, don't worry about it. If you hear something that disturbs you, don't worry about it. Take the parts that you do like. Okay? That's the best. And that's how I deal with anyone. I may hear someone give a class. Maybe I don't like this one thing he said. But there's so many other things that were good. So you take the good, leave the bad. That's the swan, right? The swan, Prabhupada explains, the hungsa, paramahungsa. The swan can go and extract the nectar from the water. It's very expert. So we should be like that. Whether it be the material world, or take what's essential, leave the rest. All right, let's continue. Text number 55. My dear Lord, I know that you never mix with other sannyasis, but please be merciful unto me and accept my invitation. So, what quality is this Brahmana exhibiting? Humility, which is how we deal with superiors. You don't want to deal with a superior head on. Humility, right? You're not going to go to your boss, hey, fool. Hey, bozo, you're not going to get the raise. You deal with the superior, or a policeman, right? If the policeman stops you, you're not going to call him all kinds of names, right? You'll deal, and I had that experience many, many years ago. I was driving from my home to L.A. Temple to make it to Mangalartik. So I was a little late, so I was speeding. I was going like 60 miles on a normal street. So the cop stopped me. But because I was wearing dhoti and tilak, and he asked me, where are you going? so fast. I said, well, officer, I have to go to my temple. I'm supposed to be there at 4:30. He said, okay, slow down. He didn't give me a ticket. But if I had argued or called him a name, why are you stopping me? I wasn't speeding. Right. Okay. Purport. An acharya, or great personality of the Vaishnava school, is very strict in his principles. But although he is as hard as a thunderbolt, sometimes he is as soft as a rose. We saw this with Prabhupada. We had first-hand experience like that. Prabhupada could be very, very strict, and sometimes he could be so lenient and soft. Thus, actually, he is independent. He follows all the rules and regulations strictly, but sometimes he slackens this policy. Like, I'll give an example. You know better than me that there are so many levels you can follow a codicil. Like some people, they won't even touch water. Some people, they fast half days. Like, there's different levels. So when Prabhupada first introduced the codicil, the devotee said, but Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, okay, have an codicil feast, but no grains and beans, like that. So then we were looking forward to, oh, we're going to have a feast today. It's Ekadasi. But it was an Ekadasi feast. Okay. It was known that Lord Chaitanya never mixed with the Mayavadi sannyasis, yet he conceded to the request of the Brahmana, as stated in the next verse. Text number 56. Lord Chaitanya smiled and accepted the invitation of the Brahman. He made this gesture to show his mercy to the Mayavadi sannyasi. So there it is. Lord Chaitanya is Karuna Avatar. He is the incarnation of mercy in this age of Kali. Karuna Avatar. Purport. Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar appealed to the lotus feet of the Lord regarding their grief at the criticism of him made by the sannyasis in Benares. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu merely smiled, yet he wanted to fulfill the desire of his devotees. So that's the nature of God. The nature of God, bhakta vatsala. By nature, he wants to please his devotees. Okay. And the opportunity came when the Brahman came to request him to accept his invitation to be present in the midst of the other sannyasis. This coincidence was made possible by the omnipotency of the Lord, and that's an important concept, omnipotency. By definition, God means omnipotent. Are we omnipotent? No. When the earthquake and the tsunami came, was there anybody in the world who could say, stop? No. When Mother Nature takes over, then we see how insignificant we are. Okay? So we are not omnipotent, but God is. If someone denies that God is omnipotent, he's an atheist. Because by definition, God has to be omnipotent. Otherwise, there's no meaning to the word God. He has to be omnipotent. Okay, we have 15 devotees online. Hari Bol. Purport. Tapan Mishra and Chandrasekhar appealed to the lotus feet of the Lord regarding their grief at the criticism of him. Oh, I already read that, right? I'm sorry. See, I'm not omnipotent. I have four defects. That's all right. Sometimes it's good to go back a little bit so we get the context. But thank you for being strict. I like that. Because, no. I'll tell you why. Because you are also like a thunderbolt, but you can also be soft like a rose. Isn't he? We all know Batik. When it comes to the real thing, he'll say, no, that is incorrect. But then, other times, he's very nice. He's always nice. The Brahmin knew that Lord Chaitanya never went to anyone else's house. Yet, due to inspiration from the Lord, he earnestly requested him to accept this invitation. Okay, the next day, when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the house of that Brahmin, he saw all the sannyasis of Benares sitting there. As soon as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the sannyasis, He immediately offered obeisances, and then he went to wash his feet. After washing his feet, he sat down by the place where he had done so. So, anyone who knows, you all know, in India, traditionally, you would walk barefoot so many times, especially in a holy place, right? So before entering a temple, you wash your feet. When I went to the Jagannath Puri temple, even though I wasn't allowed, still they had one area where you wash your feet, because you definitely are going to enter the temple barefoot, or without, at least without shoes. So here, 500 years ago, that was the custom. Even before entering the house, you would wash your feet. And notice how Lord Chaitanya, first thing he does, he offers obeisances. And I always remember what Lord Shiva told Sati, right? That I'm not paying obeisances to the person who identifies with that body. I'm paying obeisances to Krishna in that person's heart. When I read that, it makes awe. It just clicks so nicely. Lord Shiva's instruction, that's so nice. All right. After washing his feet, he sat down by the place where he had done so. So that's significant. He's washed his feet. Now he's sitting in the very spot where he washed his feet. You don't do that. You don't do that. So this is significant. Why he's doing it is a tactic. Lord Chaitanya is omniscient. There's a reason, you'll see. Purport. By offering his obeisances to the Mayavadi sannyasis, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very clearly exhibited his humbleness to everyone. Vaishnavas must not be disrespectful to anyone, to say nothing of a sannyasi. Prabhupada, when I was in India, at that time, 75, the word came down from the temple authorities that some of Prabhupada's godbrothers, who were very critical and would say not nice things about Prabhupada, we were told, even they come to the temple, you pay your obeisances. You don't say anything. You just pay your obeisances and you be respectful. Their relationship with Prabhupada, that's between them. But as his disciples, we were told, you see anyone, you pay obeisances. Boss, finish. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teaches Amanina Manadena. Where is that from? Yes, number 3. Amanina Manadena. One should always be respectful to others, but should not demand respect for himself. Yes. There's two words, demand and command. You command respect when you act nicely. You will automatically get respect. Automatically. All right. But to demand it, no. A sannyasi should always walk barefoot. And therefore, when he enters a temple or a society of devotees, he should first wash his feet and then sit down in a proper place. In India, it is still the prevalent custom that one put his shoes in a specified place and then entered the temple barefoot after washing his feet. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ideal acharya. What is the meaning of acharya? Yes, one who teaches by personal example. Unfortunately, our professors and teachers may not necessarily be acharya. No offense if anyone's a teacher, please. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an ideal acharya, and those who follow in his footsteps should practice the methods of devotional life that he teaches us. Next, text number 60. After sitting on the ground, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited his mystic power by manifesting an effulgence as brilliant as the illumination of millions of suns. So now you see how Lord Chaitanya is omnipotent. When Arjuna saw the universal form, it was similar, right? It looked like there were hundreds and thousands of suns. It was like so dazzling for Arjuna. So here, this is the proof that someone is Bhagavan, that he can at any time exhibit this omnipotency. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is full of all potencies. Therefore, it is not remarkable for him to manifest the illumination of millions of suns. I mean, without sunglasses, you can't look straight at the sun. How can you? You can for a little while. Like sometimes when I'm home in the morning, I'm chanting, and the sun comes up in my window, that early morning sun. Very nice. And so I try as best I can to look at the sun as much as I can, because I went to one health food store and they told me that the sun is where you get vitamin D. Prabhupada also confirms that in one of his early letters. You don't need vitamins. You'll get all the vitamins just by going out, and especially morning sun. Morning sun is best. So whenever that sun comes up of my window, I stop and I look at the sun and I chant, Om Bhurabhuvasvat Tat Savitavaranyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhyo Yona Prachodayat. When you, in ISKCON, when you get Brahminical initiation, that's the first. We get seven Gayatri mantras. That's the first one we chant. That one. That's called the Savitri Gayatri Mantra. You all know, right? In India, everybody, I've gone to... Yes. So, in time, you'll get the rest. Don't worry. That day is coming, right, Krishna Kumar? Yes. Let's continue. Lord Sri Krishna is known as Yogeshwara. Everyone say. Where is Krishna called Yogeshwara? What book will you find this? Bhagavad Gita, the final verse. Yatra Yogeshwara Krishna. Right? Final verse of Bhagavad Gita. Who spoke that verse? No. Sanjay. He begins Bhagavad Gita. Well, actually, Dhritarashtra begins Bhagavad Gita. But Sanjaya comes right after that, and Sanjaya ends Bhagavad Gita. Lord Sri Krishna is known as Yogeshwara, the master of all mystic powers. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Lord Krishna himself. Therefore, he can exhibit any mystic power. And there's a name of Lord Shiva, right? Yogeshwara, the controller of the yogis. It's one of the names of Lord Shiva, Yogeshwara. He is the controller of all the yogis. Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. Text 61. When the sannyasis saw that brilliant illumination of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their minds were attracted. So you see, this is what Lord Chaitanya wanted to do. First, he has to get their attention, right? Same way, when I'm preaching, my job is to get everyone's attention. So there are many, shall we say, tricks of the trade, which I have learned over the years, how to get people's attention. One of them, joke. You tell one joke, oh, immediately you have someone's attention. Another way, dress appropriately. But I would have to say my biggest asset is the power of my voice. As the astrologer told my wife, your husband is one big mouth. All his planets are in his mouth. And many times they have told me, you don't need microphone. And people have told me over the years, Prabhu, when you speak some or other, there's this tone, commanding tone. So that's blessing from Krishna. And I have to respect that. But I have to use whatever talents or abilities Krishna has given me for his service. So other preachers, they have great knowledge. I have some knowledge, but I know there are many God brothers of mine. They're like walking encyclopedias. Like, I'll tell you someone, Rajasuya's son, right? I can't compete with him. He's got so much knowledge, and he's taking birth in a pure Vaishnava family. And from birth, he has been first class. You all know when he was a little kid here. Then he spent so many years in Vrindavan. So even in this lifetime, I'll never know what he knows. So he has that, you know, that's his blessing from Krishna. So you work with what you've got. You know, Krishna gives everyone something. All right, whatever he's given you, use it. So far, so good. All right, let's continue. When the sannyasi saw the brilliant illumination of the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, their minds were attracted, and they all immediately gave up their sitting places and stood in respect. Purport. To draw the attention of common men, sometimes saintly persons, acharyas, and teachers exhibit extraordinary opulences. Jesus did the same thing. Prabhupada points this out, and I know. You'll see in the Bible, Jesus performed miracles because he's preaching to ordinary men. So to get their attention, all right, he walks on water, he raises people from the dead, cures people. Whoa, now we're ready to listen. You follow? With intelligent or educated people, you don't need to do that because they'll be attracted by the quality of your knowledge. That's how you, like if I speak to a college crowd, right, then my presentation is going to be different because I can't do the same stuff I may do in South Central LA. I have to appeal on a different level to them. Same way with Indian people. When I preach with Hindu people, I preach differently than if I preach to Americans. It's a whole another ball game. It thus is necessary to attract the attention of fools, but a saintly person should not misuse such power for personal sense gratification, like false saints who declared themselves to be God. Even a magician can exhibit extraordinary feats that are not understandable to common men. You know, there's a history. When Hawaii was discovered, I think it was the English, they discovered Hawaii. So there was this guy, Captain Cook. And they had never seen a white person. So the people were basically aborigines. So when they saw this Captain Cook, they thought he was God. And so I'm God here. This is a good gig. So they were worshiping him like God, until the day he stubbed his toe and he started to bleed. He's not God. Then I don't know if they killed him or what. So you can become God one day and the next day you're like a dog being beaten like shoes. So you've got to be very careful of, you know, pretending to be God. Be careful because it can turn in a second. Even a magician can exhibit extraordinary feats that are not understandable to common men. But this does not mean that the magician is God. It is a most sinful activity to attract attention by exhibiting mystic powers and then to utilize this opportunity to declare oneself to be God. A real saintly person never declares himself to be God, but always places himself in the position of a servant of God. For a servant of God, there is no need to exhibit mystic powers, and he does not like to do so. But on behalf of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, a humble servant of God performs his activities in such a wonderful way that no common man can dare try to act like him. Yet a saintly person never takes credit for such actions, because he knows very well that when wonderful things are done on his behalf, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, all credit goes to the master and not to the servant. One time, somebody was challenging Prabhupada. Can you do any miracles? Most likely, it probably was some Christian, because that's how they attack. Even last Sunday in San Diego, those Christian high school students, they were saying, so in your Krishna, in your book, are there miracles? I said, oh, there are hundreds. I said, you don't have a monopoly on miracles. So one time, somebody was challenging Prabhupada, hey, can you do any miracles? So the temple was full of his white disciples. Prabhupada said, look around you. These are my miracles. That I was able to turn hippies and these low-class sinful people into devotees. That's my miracle. Like that. And I say, yes, what's Prabhupada's miracle? Look, you're looking at him. If you had seen me in 1972, you would be like this. Huh? Yes, my wife has it. Hair down to here, big beard like this, right? I look something odd. Yes. Very good. All credit goes to the master and not to the servant, which is what Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, right? That the fool is one who takes credit for everything, which is actually being done by the modes of nature. We are simply desiring and making some effort, but in the material world, after that, it's all mechanic, and we take big credit. I did this. No, you desired, and because Krishna was nice to you, like Prabhupada explains, why the scientists discover these things. Prabhupada explains, they do experiment, fail, 100 times, and all of a sudden, Krishna will say, here's what you're looking for. Oh, I discovered something. Yeah, after 100 mistakes and failures. Yeah, and then we take credit, get the big salary, the title, your picture on Time Magazine, Mudha of the Year, and whatever. All right. Everybody chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare, Hare. Uh-oh. Looks like a little snag here. Uh-oh. Okay, we're back. Okay. Text number 62. The leader of all the Mayavadi sannyasis present was named Prakashananda Saraswati. And after standing up, he addressed Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as follows with great respect. So the door is being opened, just like Gadadhar just opened the door to let the nice morning sun and air come in, right? So the door has been opened. Purport, as Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed respect to all the Mayavadi sannyasis, similarly the leader of the Mayavadi sannyasis, Prakashananda, also showed his respect to the Lord. Text 63. Please come here. Please come here, Your Holiness. Why do you sit in that unclean place? What was the unclean place? Where he washed his feet. You're not going to sit down. What has caused your lamentation? Yes. In other words, somebody would do that if they're mad, if something is disturbed. When some, just like there's an incident in the Bhagavatam, where one of Kashyapa's wives is very disturbed. Kashyapa Muni had gone away from meditation. When he came back to his home, his ashram, he could see by the signs, she's not happy. When the wife is not happy, it shows. It shows. Things are not right. Kitchen is not clean. Laundry has piled up. Garbage is stacked up, the house stinks. You can understand, something is wrong here. Yes. Purport, here is the distinction between Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Prakashananda Saraswati. In the material world, Everyone wants to introduce himself as very important and great. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced himself very humbly and meekly. As I read this, this reminds me that people sometimes, people in general, they don't want to read scriptures. They don't want to read religious books. But what they don't realize is, especially with Prabhupada's books, you're not going to just get religious instruction. You're also going to get very practical things, how to even deal with the material world nicely. So Prabhupada's books, there are so many different levels. And depending on your level, you're able to extract the jewels of knowledge. That's why you can read these books over and over again, because the second time you read it, you read it, you're now on a different level. You'll get the next thing that you didn't get the first time. In the material world, okay, the Mayavadis were sitting in an exalted position, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat in a place that was not even clean. Therefore, the Mayavadi sannyasis thought that he must have been aggrieved for some reason. And Prakashananda Saraswati inquired about the cause for his lamentation. The Lord replied, "I belong to a lower order of sannyasis. Therefore, I do not deserve to sit with you." Purport. Mayavadi sannyasis are always very puffed up because of their knowledge of Sanskrit and because they belong to the Shankara Sampradaya. They are always under the impression that unless one is a Brahmin and a very good Sanskrit scholar, especially in grammar, one cannot accept the renounced order of life or become a preacher. Mayavadi sannyasis always misinterpret all the shastras with their word jugglery and grammatical compositions. Yet, Sripad Shankaracharya himself condemned such jugglery of words in the verse Prapte Sanhite Kale Nahi Nahi Rakshati Dukrin Karane. That's what he said on his deathbed. That line comes from what Shankaracharya said on his deathbed to his disciples. Bhajagovindam, 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 Mudhamate. He was calling all his disciples Mudha. But they misinterpreted. They said, "Oh, he's testing us." That's how they took it. But actually, he was telling them. Dukrin refers to suffixes and prefixes in Sanskrit grammar. Shankaracharya warned his disciples that if they concerned themselves only with the principles of grammar, not worshipping, what's that name? Govinda. Everyone say. Govinda. If they were not worshipping Govinda, they were fools who would never be saved. That's why. Mudhamate. Yet, in spite of Sripad Shankaracharya's instructions, foolish Mayavadi sannyasis are always busy juggling words on the basis of strict Sanskrit grammar. Same thing. This is what the lawyers do. Like there's a case right now with called Pimp. And so the lawyer is saying, actually the law is saying this, that he should not go to jail, even though he solicited an undercover police woman, right? But the lawyer, that's what lawyers do. They juggle. No, Your Honor, the law actually says this. This is what politicians do. They juggle, right? Republicans do it. Democrats do it. Everyone does it. All right. Yet in spite of Sripad Shankaracharya's instructions, foolish Mayavadi sannyasis are always busily juggling words on the basis of strict Sanskrit grammar. Mayavadi sannyasis are very puffed up if they hold the elevated sannyas title Tirtha, Ashram, or Saraswati. Even among Mayavadis, those who belong to other sampradayas and hold other titles, such as Vana, Aranya, or Bharati, are considered to be lower grade sannyasis. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from the Bharati Sampradaya, and thus he considered himself a lower sannyasi than Prakashananda Sarasvati. To remain distinct from Vaishnava sannyasis, the sannyasis of the Mayavadi Sampradaya always think themselves to be situated in a very much elevated spiritual order. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to teach them how to become humble and meek, accepted himself as belonging to a lower sampradaya of sannyasis. Same thing, who did Lord Chaitanya make his Namacharya? Who was a? Ha! He has a tactic. And Rupa and Sanatan, his two main disciples, even though born in a South Indian Brahmin family, they were actually ostracized from Brahminical society because they were working for the Muslim king. So they even took Muslim names, Dabir Khas, Sakara Malik. So Lord Chaitanya used them. I'll make them my two disciples. We studied, Batuk, some of you were here 2 years ago. We studied Ramananda Roy. Lord Chaitanya, the Brahmin, sannyasi, is learning from Shudra. So Lord Chaitanya is doing all these contradictory material things to show my movement is completely spiritual. I'm going to defy all these so-called material norms. All right, let's continue. By the way, where is my son?
He's studying.
Oh, you tell him I said, okay, you tell him I said Hari Bol. Tell him my blessings are there for him. All right, I was wondering, where is he? I like when he sits there and he asks me questions. Hari Bol. All right. In order to teach them how to become meek and humble, accepted himself as belonging to a lower sampradaya of sannyasis. Thus, he wanted to point out clearly that a sannyasi is one who is advanced in spiritual knowledge. One who is advanced in spiritual knowledge should be accepting as occupying a better position than those who lack such knowledge. Hari Bol, Tanya. Good. The Mayavadi sannyasis, the Mayavadi Sampradaya sannyasis, are generally known as Vedantis. And if a Vedanta, as if Vedanta were their monopoly. Actually, however, Vedanti refers to a person who perfectly knows Krishna, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, verse 15. Vedaish Chisarvayar Aham Eva Vedya. By all the Vedas, it is Krishna who is to be known. The so-called Mayavadi Vedantis do not know who Krishna is. Therefore, their title of Vedanti, or knower of Vedanta philosophy, is simply a pretension. Mayavadi sannyasis always think of themselves as real sannyasis and consider sannyasis of the Vaishnava order to be brahmacharis. A brahmachari is supposed to engage in the service of a sannyasi and accept him as his guru. Mayavadi sannyasis therefore declare themselves to be not only gurus, but jagat gurus, or the spiritual masters of the entire world. Although, of course, they cannot see the entire world. Sometimes they dress gorgeously and travel on the back of elephants in processions. Thus, they are always puffed up. Yes, have you ever ridden on an elephant? I did. That's an amazing experience. Because years ago, in the L.A. Rath Yatra, they used to have one elephant ride. That was my experience. But then, the insurance is so astronomical. To have that elephant on the grounds, you have to pay such high insurance in case something happens. So the temple had to stop doing it. But I did that 1 year. What an experience riding. I was thinking, this is the way to go to work. Because it's actually a very smooth ride. The elephant walks. It's actually a very nice ride. No traffic jams when you have an elephant. Just let that elephant go. Okay, let's continue. Sometimes they dress gorgeously and travel on the backs of elephants in processions, and thus they are always puffed up, accepting themselves as Jagat Gurus. Srila Rupa Goswami, however, has explained that Jagat Guru properly refers to one who is a controller of his tongue, mind, words, belly, genitals, and anger. So that's the first verse of the Upadeshamrita. Vacha vegam manasakrodha vegam jiva vegam udarapasta vegan etan vegan yo vishaheta dhira. Prithiving sasishya. Such a jagat guru is completely fit to make disciples all over the world. Due to false prestige, mayabadi sannyasis who do not have these qualifications sometimes harass and blaspheme a Vaishnava sannyasi who humbly engages in the service of the Lord. So here's now the turning point. Okay? This next verse is the turning point. Prakashananda Saraswati, however, caught Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally by the hand and seated him with great respect in the midst of the assembly. So that's significant. He's extended his hand. Purport. The respectful behavior of Prakashananda Saraswati toward Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much to be appreciated. Such behavior is calculated to be agyata sukriti, or pious activities that one executes unknowingly. Thus, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very tactfully gave Prakashananda Saraswati an opportunity to advance in agyata sukriti so that in the future he might actually become a Vaishnava sannyasi. So this agyata sukriti, ISKCON uses this so many ways. Ratayatra. One reason why we do Ratayatra. Even somebody who is there, right? They see Jagannath, they see that they may not understand anything, but just by seeing the Rath Yatra cart, what to speak if they see Jagannath, they're getting so much benefit. Or we distribute so much prasadam at Rath Yatra or in our restaurants. They may not even know what is prasad, but because they're taking it, they're making advancement. Their sinful activities are going down. You've heard me say millions of times, when I go to the high schools and colleges, I tell the students, keep looking at my forehead. Because by seeing someone with tilak, they're reducing their sinful reactions. If somebody just sees a devotee walking down the street, they're making advancement. So they may not necessarily understand anything, but these things are so powerful. Prabhupada said, when you go out and distribute books, if they just touch the book, they can be delivered from going to hell. What to speak if they read one word of the book? Sometimes people object, why are you distributing all these books? Because they just see the book, touch the book. There's a story, a devotee told me, that there are places in South America where their religion is voodoo. You know what is voodoo? Black. Black, right? So sometimes the devotees will go to these villages in South America where they practice voodoo. And when they show the book, the people go like this. It's so brilliant to them. There's so much in the tamagun. You show them the book, ooh! Right? So We try, as devotees, preachers, give them as much opportunity Agata Sukriti, this is such a big item. Doesn't matter they understand. Don't worry about it. Give them prasad. Or just say Hari Bol, or Hare Krishna. Anything. Something to benefit them. All right, we're going to have to stop here. And I won't be here next week. And I won't be here the following weekend. Because after Chile, the next weekend I'll be in Utah. They're having a big holy festival. So Roshan Kanpur is bringing me. So it'll be the third week. So not next week, but the third week. The first Sunday in April, we'll have our next class. You'll get an email anyway. Shall we chant something? If Batuk will play drum? All right. Jai. We ended up with 23 devotees online. Jai. Very good. Hari Bol. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjabi Hari. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Raja Jana Ranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jai. Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Varadhari. Yashoda Nandana Vraja Janna Ranjana. Yamuna Tira Vannachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Very good, Dade. Play louder. Jai. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. 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 Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki.